It's Matty Gale with Frozmade. We are going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night and developing and growing right before our eyes. One of our favourites to catch up with, Izella. She has got some more brand new stuff out, taking a little bit of time away from the stage and focusing on her music career. She's catching up with us right now. Izella, so great to be chatting to you again.
Again.
Now, releasing music and continuing to do it throughout these COVID times and stuff, you're absolutely just shooting through. You've got your brand new one, Friends Like Hers. How are you finding it?
Yeah, no, it's one of my favourite songs I've written so far because I think it's just really true to the heart and it can be so relatable to so many people sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you do really well with your lyrics and with your songwriting as well. You do it in a way that people can relate to it, and you also do write from some personal experiences yourself, yeah?
Definitely.
What was this one? How did it actually come about for you, Izella?
Basically, I wrote this during lockdown. I kind of felt that a lot of people were struggling. I feel like these days people need songs to relate to because music is really how you like express yourself. And if you listen to music, you can really connect with it and stuff. So I really wanted to write something like that. And I did, and I really enjoyed it. And my producer loved it, so he produced it. And it happened.
Awesome. So you've worked with some pretty incredible people in the past as well, Izella. Like, you had a co-written song with No Hard Feelings with part of Dua Lipa. And also, Stop was produced by the same people as Tones and I with Constantine on that one. What about with Friends Like Hers?
Well, yeah, Friends Like Hers was produced by Wesley and Keaton Schoenberg. They were actually on The X Factor.
Cool.
And they're in a band called Emblem 3. I think Emblem 2, Emblem 3, I forgot. But yeah, they're awesome to work with. I worked with them many times before. And yeah, they're one of my favourite writers and producers to work with. Yeah.
Probably the longest time you've ever spent at home, though, without getting overseas?
Yeah, this is definitely, like, during the past year or half a year, this is definitely the most time I've ever spent at home. Like, it was nice at the beginning, but now I just really want to get back into work more because I love working and I love writing songs every day. So I just really love the routine of waking up in the early morning, going to the studio, working, and coming home later. I don't know, I just love the routine of that.
What else are we looking forward to pushing through with this 2021 year that we're in?
Definitely more music, I hope.
Yeah.
I definitely want to write more songs, and I want to get those few steps closer to moving to LA because that is where I normally travel, and it gets hard going back and forth, and I think it would just be so much easier if I just was there, and I love the work environment there. That's what my manager is, my writers are, my producers are, and it's just, I love just the work ethics over there, and that's something that I really want to move to because I feel like so many artists are there, and that's where they kind of bloom as an artist, I guess.
But at least through these COVID times, it's opened up those channels like Zoom where you're still able to communicate and write together no matter where you are in the world, really, hey?
Yeah, that helps a lot.
And focusing obviously more on your solo career than into any more musical theatre at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. And also, all the musical theatres are like closed down now.
I know.
Really sad.
Having worked in the incredible sort of fields that you've done with Matilda and even further abroad on Broadway.
Yeah, musical theatre, like, it will always be so close to my heart. And it's just how it got brought up with music and acting and in the entertainment industry. So I just feel like, I feel for them.
Well, we're interested on seeing where your path goes and growing and developing with you as well. Izella, we're going to play your brand new one right now, Friends Like Hers.
Okay, yeah.
Really appreciate you joining me here on Ozmade.
Yeah, thank you for having me again. I'm Izella, and this is my brand new single, Friends Like Hers.